It's what I call the Americanization of Christianity. It's a substitute for historic Christianity, and it brings in elements that are fulfilling and exciting to people and seem to attract large crowds. But as Stanley Hauerwas puts it, the church growth movement is paganism in Christian guise and robes, and that it's not going to ultimately succeed because it doesn't actually feed people. Whether they're Lutherans or Baptists, I think that we want to hold the course here, that we want to stay true to our historic ancient worship practices. Hauerwas says that we Christians have forgotten how radical our practices are, that our most radical practices are our worship practices, and that they have a power that transcends whatever's going on in our culture, and there's no reason to give them up. I think that in worship, people learn to speak Christian, and I'm concerned that we are losing the ability to speak Christian in our culture because too much of the worship either imitates the culture or sounds like the culture. But if every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, you've got confessional, historical liturgy, people are learning how to speak their language, which enables them to go out in the world and witness to how odd we Christians really are.